98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
There are people who seem to love Steve Keim, Michael Bidwill, and Blake Shelton come to mind. Maybe there's a couple of others, although I'm not sure who or why. There are also people who think he's the absolute worst. A GM who hasn't overseen a playoff victory since 2015. A GM who shrewdly leverages his close relationship with the owner to rare levels of job security. As usual, the truth is somewhere in between. Keim is good at trades. He's terrible at drafts. And when it comes to hiring head coaches, he's got a home run and two strikeouts. He's been really good when desperate, when his seat seems to get hot, when there's a big name out there to acquire, or a sucker in some other front office primed to get fleeced. He's also made a ton of mistakes, which brings us to Andy Isabella, the wide receiver who could have been DK Metcalf, who was unceremoniously released yesterday. Isabella will go down as one of Keim's biggest blunders, but this is a valuable peek into a bigger issue because there's video that shows a very involved owner asking his head coach whom he wanted on that ill-fated draft day, and Kingsbury naturally said he wanted Andy Isabella. So whose mistake is that, really, in the end? It's an organizational mistake, and lately, it seems we've seen way too many of those.